Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smart Marks Podcast. It's a go-home episode, I guess what we can call these.
Oh, man, yeah, we haven't called it that in a long time.
It's a go-home episode. It's a preview episode.
Go home.
Just go to your home. Go to your own home.
You're too good for your home.
Too good for your home. I was wrong with my Fight Club prediction.
Oh, was
Matt it? Matt and I were talking before we started the show. Someone had posted a thread, and it was asking you to describe a movie poorly and see how many people could guess it right. So this description was, a sad office worker joins a group and destabilizes the government. My guess was Fight Club, possibly.
Yeah, so was mine.
I'm going to stay silent for a minute, give you guys a moment to guess on your own. It's The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have got that, right? There's a lot of really good ones on there. And I just shared one on the same thread. It said, out of work man finds out his younger brother may have been molested. Freddy got fingered. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
We're both fresh back off of trips, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, mine yours was a little impromptu.
Yours are a little unexpected.
We'll get to mine. I want to go through yours first, man. How was your week?
My week was busy, very busy. We drove last Sunday from Roswell, New Mexico all the way to San Bernardino, actually Fontana, California.
I've made that drive to Anaheim
one day, yeah,
a lot, and it is tiring.
Very tiring, especially when you have a one-year-old.
When did you guys leave? Like, what time of day?
I wanted to leave like at 6 in the morning. That was the plan. We didn't leave till 8, of course. And
did you drive all day?
Yeah, drove all day.
Yeah.
We just, you know, took little breaks here and there. We ate in, I forget where, in Arizona. It was right outside of Tucson, I believe, in between.
Oh, so you went that route.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of just like looked at it and we're like, let's push through it. Maybe we can do it. And up until the last, there was like a brief hour there where the kid was really just tired of being in his chair and losing it, going crazy. But he eventually calmed down. Thankfully, the van, we were in her mom's van.
Oh, nice.
And it has a DVD player on it, so he was watching this movie.
It's easy with a van we found because we took my mom's van the first time we went to California.
Yeah.
And it was easy because one of you can climb in the back seat without having to pull over or anything.
Yeah, exactly. The captain's chairs in the front. Exactly.
That trip is rough, though. We go at night. We tend to leave at like 11 or at midnight and drive through the night so that way we get a solid 8 hours of the kid asleep.
Uh-huh.
And that helps out a lot. But,
yeah.
God, dude, it is rough with kids to make
a
15, 18-hour trip.
Never again. Not going again. Not
you'll fly again if you
ever
do it
again. Yeah, definitely flying.
Yeah. We're dumb. We do it every year. But my kids are a little older. Like, the first year we went, my daughter was younger, and it sucked.
No, flying from now on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so used to flying anyway. That was the longest trip we've taken in a long time. I haven't drove past done an 8-hour drive in a long time.
Right.
Anything past 8 hours, I'm just kind of like, no, we'll just get airplane tickets. And it's fine, you know. The furthest I'll drive out is to Dallas and Denver.
My wife wanted to drive to Florida. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No way. Yeah, I would never do that. Unless you were planning on stopping like 4 times. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind, going, like, if it was just her and I.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I wouldn't mind going and just road tripping. And that's something I might do when we're older, kids are older, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with my daughter, I mean, she's 6. I wouldn't want to do that. God, it's a disaster. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I'm bored.
Just put her on top of the van.
There's not enough shit on tablets to entertain her for that drive.
No. She's very, I don't know.
She's a kid.
She's very, her attention span is very, very short. Yeah. So I've noticed.
Like my hairline.
It's very short. Yeah.
I tried to start a Where's My Hairline chant Where's Your Hairline chant when Baron Corbin.
Came out.
Yeah. That's I kept asking Joe, you want to do this?
Oh, what are you talking about? What do you mean when Baron Corbin?
Oh, no, go back to your story. Let's go back to yours. Let's go back to yours. You went to Disneyland,
Disneyland.
I saw you on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You saw my YouTube.
Yeah,
my cousin. Or my
I'm a sucker because I love Disneyland.
Yeah.
I am. If I lived in California, I would have annual passes and I would go every weekend if I could. I absolutely am in love with Disneyland. And a lot of what spurred that is the first year we went. we kind of went off the cuff. Like, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. We didn't know what was going on there. So the second year, we went with my in-laws and her in-laws. It was my sister-in-law's in-laws, like her husband's parents. And they apparently are lifers. They go all the time. And they were like, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Like, we did not have fun. And yeah, like, to the point that we got in an argument almost, because my son wanted to go. He was real young at the time. He wanted to go meet Captain America. He wanted to meet Thor. And that was his main thing. And no one wanted to go. I'm like, we're going to rob this kid of what he wants to do. Like, because the adults want to go do something. So him and I walked off and I took him to go meet him.
Yeah.
And so the second time we went, like, we agreed we're not going with anyone else other than our family. Like, it's hard when you go with another family because they want to do stuff. We met another family there, close friends of ours. And we just kind of split up and we met up for shows and stuff like that. And parades and stuff. But we... I did a ton of research the second time. I was like, what's the best way to maximize to fit everything in? What are ways to cut cost, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I had found so many videos and stuff, like, it got me hooked.
Yeah.
So I'm like super excited to find out that your wife's cousin has, and I knew right away because Rob, remember Rob, what we did, our cross podcast,
the GoFo,
with
the
GoFo, and it was, what was the name of their podcast? How come I can't remember that? It was him and his wife, Jennifer.
It was good.
It was a great podcast. I remember being let down. But he used to work for Disneyland, and he had shared a story about running into a Happy Heart in the bathroom.
Oh,
who kind of pooped
yeah.
everywhere. So I knew Happy Hearts were what they referred to as handicapped people in Disneyland. And so as soon as I saw the name of her stream, which is Happy Hearts, is her channel. I like fell in love. I was like, oh my God, like, she has a Disney.
Oh,
vlog.
I'm glad.
Like,
I'm glad that you saw
I
that,
will
yeah.
enjoy. I'm going to watch a ton of episodes of that because I'm a sucker for Disney vlogs. Like, it is my biggest little kid thing. Like, as 36 year old, I would like, I just become a little kid there. Like, it's the atmosphere. I crave that atmosphere. Like, when we leave, I immediately want to start planning to go back, and we're going. But I think we're going closer to the end of the year because my wife and me have some changeover with work, and she wants to make sure she has a trained employee there.
Cool.
So we're probably going like December-ish.
Oh, I think that's
October-ish.
The best time to go. Yeah.
We want to go either for Halloween or Christmas.
Yeah, my friend Jamie, she always goes. No, I've talked to you about her on the show before, and she constantly goes every Halloween. She makes sure she goes.
I want to go to Universal for Halloween.
Yeah,
because I had heard Zack Ryder when he was on Jericho's podcast with Cody Rhodes.
They do the Walking Dead, don't they? There.
Yeah, we've been through the Walking Dead. It was funny because I went through the Walking Dead with my sister first. My sister and my wife went through, and they were scared shitless. And then I went through with them. And as soon as you walk in, the guy tells you, he's like, the cast members can't touch you. So I was not scared at all. Like, all these zombies are jumping out. I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And my sister's like, how are you not scared? I'm like, they tell you they can't touch you at the beginning. It like breaks for you because there's no
you don't
fear.
Yeah,
like, you know, you're not in any danger.
Yeah.
But Zack Ryder talked about it. Like, they transformed the entire park for Halloween since it's Universal and they have the monsters and stuff.
Yeah.
He said they were walking through on a private tour and like one of the heads of the park was with them.
Yeah.
And he just like radioed over and he's like, I need a guy with a chainsaw and more smoke over here. And immediately some dude shows up with a chainsaw chasing people and there's more smoke in that area.
That is hilarious.
He's like, I don't know how you did it, but it worked.
That is awesome.
But was that your first time going? Or?
Oh, no. That's like probably my fifth time at
Disneyland.
How'd
your son like it? I know he's young. But.
If you see his reaction in the video, he wasn't the biggest fan of the characters. I just think because they're kind of big, too big for him. He's used to see him on TV, you know.
Yeah,
he is a fan
it's
of
kind of startling. At
he is
age.
A fan of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on Disney Channel. So he did see Mickey and Minnie when he first walked in.
Awesome.
And we didn't take pictures with him because the line was insanely huge, and we just got in. And
oh God, those lines suck.
Yeah, to take the pictures definitely. And so he saw them from a distance, and it was like, he kind of was like, wait a minute, like trying to like figure
this
things out.
This is where I'm at.
And so the good thing about about my wife's cousins is like, they're annual pass members and they go quite a bit. And the reason why, it's called Happy Hearts, you know, one of the her brother, the cousin that goes, he's handicapped.
Yeah.
And so they get to, you know, experience it a lot through him and their annual pass members. And she goes so often that, you know, the daughter makes friends with a lot of people there, and she's actually friends with one of the cast members there.
That's cool.
And so we were not planning on going to Disneyland at all. It just kind of popped up, and that cast member was like, hey, you know, she was doing this thing for her sorority where they were selling tickets, and she's like, well, if you buy three, my tickets are like $40 each.
Holy shit.
Yeah. If you buy three of these tickets, I can get up to three people into Disneyland. That's the max number I can do. And so 1, 2, 3, me, my wife, and my mom, or my mother-in-law, my son gets them for free because he's so young.
Yeah.
And so it was just, it all worked out. So we pretty much got in for the price of one person.
Yeah.
If not less. And on top of that, so we got in, and then her cousin put us on her fast pass for like an additional $30.
Yeah, because the fast passes are $10, $10 per day if you do them through the app. That's a new thing that they've done before.
They
still have the fast pass system, but it was all paper.
Yeah,
so you'd have to like run to a machine and scan your card and get it. And I like learned how to work that system, and just over the last like 2 months, they put it out where you can redeem your fast pass through your phone. So, I'm super excited to do that. Like,
do it all.
I was
all,
a master at the Fast Pass.
Do it all ahead of time. And
we would get people in one long line, and I'd run over to the Fast Pass and get them for a different long line. And we popped for it, and it was expensive, but it was worth it at Universal. We paid for, they have what's called a front of the line pass, and it's unlimited front of the line for the whole day.
Wow.
So it ended up costing us like $700 for five people. So, I mean, it really wasn't that bad when you break it down for five people, but it was an added expense. When I popped for it, I was like, I'm going to pay for it. I'm just going to put it on my credit card and I'll justify it later.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, like it was worth it because there was 8 big rides in Universal. There's not a lot there like there is at Disney.
Yeah.
There's 8 main rides. And the line for each one was over an hour.
Of course.
So your entire day there is going to be spent in lines. So we went through, and you just have this lanyard around your neck. You walk through a separate line. There's a zero wait. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like Disney Fast Pass. There's zero wait.
I love the Fast Pass lines.
In Universal, this was even faster than the Fast Pass at Disney.
Yeah.
We got off of the Jurassic Park ride and immediately walked back on. Like
That's
within
awesome.
2 minutes, we were back on another raft riding
That's
it again.
That's cool.
And it was just... It was worth it. My wife was kind of smug the whole time. So she's got this, and she says she's not, but she was doing it. She's like fanning herself on purpose with it. So she's walking past people. She's like kind of showing it off. And my daughter, though, my daughter's like holding it in front of people's faces as we're walking by. It was so funny. I'm glad you had a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
You seemed, I kept up with your Snapchat. It seemed like you were having a blast.
It was fun. It was a great experience. And it was a little bit hard with the kiddo because he did get cranky a little bit. It was kind of hard to put him to sleep there. He eventually just crashed out. We were walking through, I forget the one with the small world ride.
Oh, yeah.
That area. Not the ride, but the land.
Yeah. That ride's terrible.
Oh, yeah. We were walking to the area and we had been going so we got to go to Disneyland and California Adventure. So we get to stay on both parks.
I love
it. Oh, my God. I didn't get to ride it, but, it was all spur of the moment, too. So it wasn't really that big of a deal. But, like, I just got to see the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower.
So good.
That thing. It's one thing to see that thing, like, on TV and see how cool it looks.
Though?
But to see it in person, like, that thing is huge.
Have you seen did you get to see the dance-off that they do out there?
No, I didn't see that
I'll
part.
I'll show you the video. There's Savannah was part of the dance-off.
There's a lot of construction going on. Yeah. So they had a lot of the park kind of, like, walled off.
Well, you know what that construction is, right?
Yeah, it's all for, like, the new Toy Story stuff going
on. In California Adventure, they're adding in Toy Story stuff. But all the construction you see on the Disneyland side is all Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. It's all Star Wars. So I'm just waiting
wait to go
for
back
that
for
one,
that.
Yeah.
Have you read about the... to make this a Disney cast.
I've listened to the Disney. I have the Disney podcast, and this is all before I even went. And I looked at the whole schematic plans for Star Wars.
We're making sure to go back so we can stay in that Star Wars hotel. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Where they basically there's no windows looking out on the park.
Oh,
it looks like you're on a ship.
Yeah,
And they give you like a name.
Yeah.
And gear like you wear like garb.
It's okay. I think Zack Ryder's going to Disneyland next week, so we can definitely talk about
there
Disneyland.
There we go.
I saw him tweet about it, so he's going.
Go,
yeah.
There we go.
And Johnny Gargano, I think, went like 2 days
after
I
always, did. We always open up this podcast
like,
talking about our week anyway.
I literally think Gargano went 2 days after I was there.
So, really?
Yeah, he was tweeting about it.
Son of a bitch.
But
that's always how it works with like me and celebrities and stuff.
I wasn't even concerned with that. I had it in the back of my mind that maybe we'll like run into somebody. And the cousin who vlogs, she ran into all kinds of people that she knows all the time.
Celebrities or?
No, just other YouTubers.
Oh, really?
And And it's interesting because they all know her too, and it's kind of cool. So it's neat. It was neat for her to feature us.
Watch hers.
for her to like feature us, you know, pretty good on her channel.
Where were you guys eating? Because when that started up, you were eating. God.
So we ate at Storytellers, which is pretty awesome. I would definitely suggest that if the kids are interested in meeting characters. Yeah. I think it's,
we've done the character breakfast and stuff.
Do like that. That's awesome. Storytellers is cool and it's really good food. It's an all you can eat breakfast buffet.
Oh, nice.
Up until like lunch, you have to pay for like a different kind of lunch. But Storytellers, you get to eat breakfast with the characters that they have that day and they tell you what characters are going to be there.
That's cool.
Ezra kind of freaked out. That's where Pluto kind of walked in on them and kind of scared him. And then we had lunch. Oh, I don't even remember what I ate for lunch. I think we just ate at one of the little trucks for lunch, like one of the side carts. And then for dinner, we ate at the restaurant that's right by Star Tours. It's kind of like Southern food.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That I got like the fried chicken plate, which is like 3 huge pieces of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Like, just so good. I guess it's soul food. And it was just like, it hit me like right in my heart. I was like, oh, this is good. So this hurts so good.
Right there in Tomorrowland, there's a concession style stand that sells like burgers and drinks. And they've got like the Star Wars themed light up drinks and stuff.
Oh, we ate at the Grizzly Adventures Park for lunch. Me and Pris split a burger.
Oh, we've gone over there. There's some good food there.
Yeah, waffle fries.
There at that concession style place, I had walked up and I ran into one of the cast members that was working there was from Albuquerque.
Oh, wow.
And so I brought it up with her. I was like, oh, my God, you're from Albuquerque. Because it always shows where they're from on their name tag. She's like, yeah, I'm from Albuquerque. I was like, I'm from Roswell. And she's like, shut the fuck up. you could tell like she didn't want to say
it. That's hilarious.
And she's like, yeah, like I've never ran into anyone from New Mexico working here. Wow. I was like, yeah, we come every year. And she's like, that's super awesome.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's always really neat. Cool.
And we ran into the trip we went was for church, and we ran into quite a few people that we actually didn't know.
Yeah,
so it was kind of cool to like see people you know. They're like sitting down and resting, and you're like, "Hey, what's up,
dude?" I've gone to Disneyland in the summer, and I've ran into people from Roswell that I know, and from like I ran into my boss's daughters from Tate Branch there, and they were just like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Well, my wife's mom, like the hotel we stayed at in Tucson on the way back, she ran into somebody she knew in the same hotel in Tucson.
It's like that when I go to Dallas all
breakfast,
the time.
So just like, geez, of all the things to like.
Anytime I go to Dallas, I run into somebody I know.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm going to a Cowboys game or something.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, so I definitely do it again. The next time we probably go, it'll definitely be when he's older and he can like, you know, pick up on things and want. If he tells us he wants to go, we'll take him.
Yeah.
So that's what we're just waiting on.
And that's why we waited with Savannah. Like we waited till she was, I want to say, 3 or 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And she could like understand someone, and it sucked somewhat because I mean she couldn't ride rides, stuff like that.
That
she
was my
go
big
on
thing.
Some fun
we
rides.
Took them. We took them. The only rides we went on were the rides we could take them on.
Yeah.
So we did like the Jungle Cruise. He loved the Jungle Cruise for some reason.
Were you not aware of the stroller rule?
No. Yeah, I am aware of the stroller, but it was just like you have to do baby switch offs on some things, and you can't take the stroller on some rides.
Well, no. What happens is you could do the rider switch. So, like, if say your wife and her cousin went and rode a ride.
Oh, yeah.
And they get to the top. They just say there's someone downstairs with a stroller. They'll give you another pass to skip the line. So that way one of the people who just rode and the person who's down below can skip the line and get back on the ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We know about that. Yeah.
We manipulated the shit out of that one.
But
we
I think it's even different now. Well, you don't have to worry about it, but it's a different system now. I think you can actually just stay there and go back.
Well, the first year we went, Savannah was way too little. Yeah. This year we went, she was big enough to ride every ride. So we went on roller coasters with her. Yeah. We did the Screamin' in California Adventure. Yeah. She rode
all closed.
Like 10 times. Yeah, because they're changing it to a Toy Story one.
Yeah. So. That's nuts. It's nuts to see like how much like things are. I didn't even think those rides were that old. Even like the Tower of Terror, I didn't realize it was so old until they were like, hey, we're going to renovate it and turn it into Guardians.
I was scared of the Tower of Terror. I don't like any drops. Like, yeah. I can ride roller coasters. I
were
can
like
spin
that,
stuff. I just don't like drops.
Were you like that player from the NFL?
No. I know what you're talking about. No.
It's on Instagram.
I just never wanted to do it. And then when they made it Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like, I have to do it. I'm such a Marvel fan. I have to do it. So I rode it, and it's the most fun I've ever had on a ride ever.
Yeah, it looks
so
amazing.
It made me mad. I'm like, why did I never ride the Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Like, I seriously missed
it's
out.
It's probably a lot cooler now, though.
Oh, it's really cool because they've got, like, the 80s music playing
and
or the 70s music.
And it's, like,
and stuff
seven
playing.
Different scenarios.
Yeah, so it's different every time you ride it. The problem is the line's always so long, you can only get, like, one ride in a day. So
unless you're fast pass,
dude, I don't know. Like we went the month it was released though.
Oh,
or that it was open.
Yeah.
And even fast pass was around the block.
No, gotta wait. You gotta wait like 4 months after
fast pass sold out in the first 2
that's
hours.
Like when Star Wars Land comes out, I'm going to wait like a full year.
Star
before.
Tours is the same way where there's a different scenario every time.
There's
I've seen
different,
two different scenarios when I've gone. So
yeah,
Maybe we should bring it back into wrestling, I guess.
Maybe,
I'm
yeah,
glad you
I
had
guess.
A good trip, though, man.
Yeah,
it's nice to get a break and get out of the shithole town. Like, it I swear nice. To God, like,
I was ready to come back, but it was nice to be out.
We'll get into my trip, but I flew to Phoenix yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can, until I say it, you can guess why. But being in Phoenix, like...
Oh, if you guys follow us on Twitter, you definitely know why.
Chandler, I had to drive through Chandler to get to the airport because there was an accident on the interstate. And Chandler was so fucking gorgeous. Like, that town was just, yeah. I loved it there. And then I land in Albuquerque, and it's fucking Afghanistan.
Of course.
Like, it looks fucking shit. Like, the main thing that they, Afghanistan and Albuquerque have in common is they both look bombed out and depleted.
You know what I do when I fly into Albuquerque? I close that window.
Yeah.
I close the window. It's so sad.
Fuck, I did the same thing.
And when I fly into Roswell, when I fly back home to Roswell, it's always night when I fly back, so I never have to worry about that. But if, during the day, flying back to Albuquerque, I shut that window because,
like,
it's depressing.
Landing in Phoenix, like, all the buildings and stuff, like, roofs are all the same color. It's uniform. You can see green. Being in the desert, you can see green everywhere. Like, it's fucking nice. And you land in Albuquerque, and it looks like the opening 5 minutes of Demolition Man, where they're flying over on the helicopter, and you can see explosions going off and shit like that.
And Sylvester Stallone.
And you
got
to dive in and stop Simon Phoenix.
And he's
I
killing,
thought Simon Phoenix was
he's
in the
killing
fucking
civilians.
Airport, and I was going to have to drop in and kill civilians and spend the next 50 to 60 years on ice.
The building explodes. And they're like, oh, Sylvester Stallone, there were civilians in that building.
I was expecting to wake up and find out that all restaurants were fucking Taco Bell. So, yeah, man, I went to SmackDown last night.
You need to use the seashells.
I had three seashells.
The seashells. You know? There's also three seashells. On
you
there.
Know, the
I was talking with the
director of that movie put out a guide on how to use the three seashells.
Oh, yeah, like way up there.
Two
yeah.
of them you're supposed to pinch the poop and pull out, and the yeah. third one you wipe your ass with.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. So, yeah, I went to SmackDown, man.
Yeah, how was it?
It was fun. Let me just put it that way. So.
How did you get to SmackDown? How did this happen?
I'll play it. I guess we should just start with that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm on my way to work, and Joe messages us. Our good friend Joe, who's been on the podcast, messages us and tells us that a radio station in Phoenix is giving away free tickets to SmackDown, floor seats. First row, fourth row, second row, third row. Why did I go in that order? Whatever. Anyways, they're giving away seats in the first four rows. And they're having you cut a promo. You go in a tournament style, you cut promo on other listeners, and that's how you get your tickets. That's how you win. So Joe's like, Jeremy, you would win this.
This is perfect.
Like, Jermo, you have to do this. You're going to win it. So I called this radio station, no joke, 102 times to get through because it was a busy signal every time I called. And I'm driving, so I'm just like, ah, fuck, whatever. I can just hit hang up, call, hang up, call, hang up, call. I just hit those buttons over and over until I get through. I won. And we're going to play this right now. I've got it pretty much queued up, I think.
You got it on the part.
So tonight you got SmackDown. Perfect. So smack Sounds off great. For SmackDown. We got Divas on the line. Got a couple of Divas here ready to go.
I'm not a diva, by the way.
Now we have their names and stuff. Yeah, we'll start with
me and my wife listened to this at our dinner last night.
Oh, yeah?
Got a man on line one who calls himself El Diablo. You got music for him, just ready to go with anything, Toledo. Just fire it off. Let's get somebody already. El Diablo is on the line. El Diablo, I'm going to give you an introduction if you get to the next round, but right now tell us in 30 seconds why El Diablo is ready to go to the next round. Go!
El Diablo, I am the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. I will drag you down to my lair in hell, and I will rip you apart, and I will take you, and I will show you why they call me El Diablo. Your deepest, darkest fears are all gonna come out, boy. You cannot handle me. When I fire,
boy.
When I bring down the fire on you, I will tear you apart limb from limb, make you wish you were never born.
All right, it's El Diablo, everybody. Also known as the plagiarist.
he stole a few lines,
but I like it. You know, you're trying, and it's off the cuff. Hold on, Chris. Let's see if Jeremy, who calls himself... Oh, we have a name for Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there?
I am here.
You wanted us to name you, correct?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready, Jeremy?
Glad to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Raging Sodomite.
You listen here. The Raging Sodomite is here to win. I'm here to take the championship at all costs. I don't care how much pain I have to leave on your back door. I'm leaving with that title. And you can call it the sphincter title for all I care. I don't care if I have to go with El Diablo, One Ball Too Tall, Ric Flair himself. I'm not quoting other people's promos to win my championship.
Yes. Yes. I like Raging Sodomite. I like Raging Sodomite.
that I would put on Raging Sodomite. All right, hold on a second. I thought he was going the gay route for a second.
So did I. I thought he was gonna be a little bit.
I will love you up.
A little bit more flamboyant, a little Johnny Weir-ish on that one.
I got
some
boy butter for you. Mm.
let's pit the. I missed an opportunity.
I thought you did great.
Chris and Jeremy. I want the Raging Sodomite. I'm gonna go right now and welcome them. Give me the music right now. I'm gonna introduce Chris El Diablo from the fiery pits of Mexican hell. Overseeing the rapists and murderers at the border, I bring you El Diablo. Not yet. Still doing introductions. Hailing from places only seen behind you. Buckle your belt a little tighter. It's the Raging Sodomites. Come on. El Diablo.
Yeah.
El Diablo, please. Tell me, the Raging Sodomite and you, ready to battle. Tell me what you think.
Oh, the Raging Sodomite, he don't even know what's coming to him right now. He can say I'm plagiarizing, say I'm doing whatever he wants. You know what? The fact is, I'm smarter, I'm bigger, I'm faster, and I'm stronger. And he will not get a chance to get anywhere near me. I will tear him down from head to toe. Beat every bone from his body. He will not be able to handle.
All right, El Diablo, please, El Diablo. Your phone connection has gone crazy. The Raging Sodomite, what do you think of the El Diablo?
You know, El Diablo can talk as big as he wants, but in the end, he's going to submit. When I put that sphincter hold on him, and I apply just that pressure.
You win on sphincter. You got the sphincter. You've got the sphincter clinch. That's gold. Jeremy's a champion.
Yeah, I love that you killed
I love
them.
That they cut me off.
They killed you like at 5 seconds.
They didn't even give me my full 30 seconds. You won. Dude, I had so much more to say. What I was leading into was, and I had thought this out. I was so ready for this. It's like, I'm going to apply that sphincter clutch, and I'm going to put in just enough pressure to where it starts to not just be painful, but you might enjoy it a little bit. It's going to be tight. Trust me, it'll be tight, but it might loosen up towards the end, and not even your safe word will allow me to break this hold. I was so ready, and then they just cut me off. They're like, no, you're done. Sphincter clutch, you win.
I think you got to make this a character.
Fuck, right? So if you listen, so I had prepared calling in. I was like, I'm just going to do Macho Man.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to cut a Macho Man promo. I'm going to do the Macho Man voice. I'm going to be ready. And they gave me the Raging Sodomite. Right, yeah. So I told Joe and my wife, I was like, when I hear this, I didn't, because they were like, oh, I expected flamboyant. I never saw that. Not once did I see that as the character. What I saw was, if you've ever seen Dodgeball, when Justin Long is on his hands and knees scrubbing the wheels in that car wash scene, and that big guy's got his belly out and he's fingering his belly button. That's what I saw the whole time. That in a gimp mask. That's 100% the character that I saw.
The Raging Sodomite.
So that's what I went with. And if you hear it, there's Macho Man. It's the Macho Man without the voice, essentially. Yeah.
You had the cadence. You had a cadence.
I stayed with the Macho Man cadence. I know how to cut a promo. Yeah. I've listened to enough wrestling. I've watched enough wrestling. It's not screaming. And we've talked about it. The best promos are not the Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior screaming.
Yeah.
It's the Jake the Snake Roberts. It's the Macho Man, the low, I'm going to scare the shit out of you with what I'm saying. fuck me. It worked.
Yeah.
And Joe was already going. He had bought himself a single ticket for $60 in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And I won us both floor seats. So Joe works on American Airlines. He's like, I can get you a flight and I can get you a cheap flight. And there's one flying out of Albuquerque at 3. So I turned around. I hauled ass home. I packed my bags. I flew to Phoenix yesterday. Yep. I made it there late. My flight got delayed. So I missed about the first 45 minutes of SmackDown.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Joe met me at the front of the arena and allowed me to get in. So he left early, but I stayed through the end of the tapings. I stayed through everything.
Yeah.
So I joined SmackDown. If you watch SmackDown, I joined in the middle of the women's three-on-three match, a six-person tag match. That's when I joined in.
There's a few spots where you can see. We saw you, I think, at the beginning of the New Day entrance.
During the New Day's entrance at the beginning, you could see Joe and I. During the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens promo in the back, you can see us. And during 205 Live, so it cleared out. The arena cleared out, and I've got some pictures. That arena was not full.
Yeah, they were talking about it online that it was kind of an empty show.
Well, the show was not that good. I had fun. Don't get me wrong, I had a blast. But the episode of SmackDown was not the best episode of SmackDown. It was, you didn't end up with Shinsuke on SmackDown. You didn't end up with Rusev Day on SmackDown. You didn't end up with the Usos on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Rusev and Aiden English faced
the Usos
Usos in a dark match before the show, and Shinsuke was in a dark match after the show. Yeah. So SmackDown wasn't, it was okay. And it takes a lot of the mystery out of it, being there and watching them tape it. Because like when AJ Styles came out, so they play AJ Styles music, he comes to the ring, they cut to commercials. So they in the arena, they don't leave because they leave the appearance that the music's been playing the entire time in the arena. So they cut the music and they go to commercials and they're showing you commercials in the arena. It's not the same ones you're seeing, but you're seeing WWE commercials. You're seeing like trailers for Elimination Chamber, Mixed Match Challenge, that kind of stuff. And then they come back and all of a sudden, abruptly, AJ Styles music comes right back on. And you're like, okay, they're back from commercial.
Yeah.
And then Baron Corbin comes out for his match. So there's like, you get to see the fourth wall kind of broken there and it takes a little away from it. It definitely takes a little away. Cause Joe had told me, you know, they were completely sold out for Raw. Raw was packed. There was a large area that was blocked off and tarped over on the hard camera side for SmackDown. So they didn't sell out SmackDown. And from what I understand, this could be news, this could be rumors. They have a problem with selling out SmackDown, especially when it comes to pay-per-views. So rumor is after WrestleMania, we're going to one pay-per-view a month again. And they're co-branded and they're 4 hours long. So, which that's not the route I would go. If you were allowing me to book it as a fan, what I would rather have, I mean, that's nice and all. We're going to have co-branded. What I would do is I'd take it back to our first brand split and I would go 1 month Raw, 1 month SmackDown, third month both. Because you have four major pay-per-views. If you run them in that cadence, every 3 months you would have a major pay-per-view and you could have them both together. So that's how I would book it. Or if you're having that much trouble with SmackDown selling them out, maybe co-brand it with NXT. And have NXT, like, still have your major takeovers for NXT only. But maybe put some NXT matches on there. And see how that goes. But
I'm not extremely
thrilled about the Raw and SmackDown co-pay-per-views. It is what it is. I'll enjoy it either way. But I stayed through everything. Joe left after the Mixed Match Challenge tapings, which those were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. And Joe and I are a little pissed because, I mean, the match we got was pretty good. We got Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax and Apollo Crews.
No, just Apollo.
Or Apollo, excuse me. I said Flair and Crews. So anyways.
No, just Apollo. Yeah, that's just his name now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So Apollo. And, I mean, that was a fun match to watch. It's
Terry Crews.
I like the dissension between...
You're cool.
Right? I like the dissension between Nia Jax and Titus Worldwide. That was great. I loved Apollo plotting to... Because he got on all fours and helped trip Titus. I loved Nia Jax putting Dana Brooke in her place. Like, that was such fun. That was a lot of fun to watch. Nia Jax is a lot of fun. Nia Jax, like, in the ring, she's got a lot of personality. She's great. I listened to her on my way to Albuquerque to catch my flight. I listened to her on Busted Open Radio. She was a guest. So apparently on Busted Open Radio now on Sirius XM, their main host is Dave LaGreca and Bully Ray. And on Tuesdays, they bring in Mark Henry. So Mark Henry started a segment called Your Slip is Showing. Like, your slip under your skirt, your slip is showing. And his first person he cut a promo on was, or not, it's not even cutting a promo. It's just him ripping someone's ass. And it was Joe Rogan. Because I guess this week on Joe Rogan's podcast, he made some derogatory remarks towards professional wrestling and about Jimmy Snuka. Like, really tore down Jimmy Snuka and really tore down Jimmy Snuka's leap from the cage in Madison Square Garden. And kind of disrespected Snuka's family, apparently, I guess. So I caught it, like, towards the end. And I was like, oh, shit, this is actually Mark Henry. Which I was not aware. Mark Henry is doing boxing commentary now. Yeah, because he brought it up because he was talking about, he's like, Joe Rogan's a commentator. He's an announcer for MMA. Like, him being an MMA announcer, he should not be shooting on wrestling. He's like, I'm a boxing announcer. I don't shoot on MMA. And I was like, holy shit, you're a boxing announcer? Right? So I guess that's his new job. But that's just from beside the point. I just was talking about listening to Nia Jax on there. That was fun. Mixed Match Challenge was a lot of fun. Joe left afterwards, but after he left, the front row facing, or the front row that was facing the same direction as hard camera, on the hard camera side,
bounced.
The entire row, all but three people left. So I moved up to that front row
for 205 Live.
I sat front row. You can see me front row on 205 Live. At one point during the main event, Mustafa Ali gets slammed. I have a screenshot of it too. I'll show you. But at one point, Mustafa Ali gets slammed into the barrier, and it's directly in front of me. I was sitting right where he got slammed into the barrier. So they cut away, and they show Jack Gallagher walking out, and you can see me like leaning over the barrier. It's like, holy shit, that's cool. They are you pulling it up?
Yeah, I'm going to look at
it. Here, you just want to see the screenshot, make it easier for you?
I just want to see you on TV.
205 Live was all right. We got, I mean, I'm a big Mustafa Ali fan now, though. Like, that match with him was amazing.
They still put Rich Swann in the info, which is
yeah,
hilarious.
Which we haven't got to talk about because we've been gone, but Rich Swann was released from the company. They said it was a mutual agreement between the two. I'm sure they would say it was mutual, but you know they didn't want him there anymore. I'll tweet this picture, too.
Even though all charges were dropped, they still didn't want that.
Yeah, how do you do that? Yeah. So I'll zoom in a little, but check it out right there, far right.
Oh, yeah, that is you.
Yeah, right in the front. But Jack Gallagher and Mustafa Ali put on a hell of a match. But the dark match was so much friggin' fun. So, and you know what I noticed during that match, or during, like, I didn't catch it until I sat there.
Yeah.
There's a dude in front row. He sits front row center, like, every pay-per-view. He's got the long black hair, and his mom's there with him. He was there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I wanted to talk to him more than I wanted to meet new wrestlers. Like, I was like, dude,
how,
like,
do you do this?
Yeah. Dark match was fun, though. The dark match was Shinsuke and Bobby Roode taking on Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens was great during this match.
Oh,
Kevin Owens was a ton of fun. And, like, watching Kevin Owens during a dark match is possibly the best thing on earth. Because he just goes out there and you can tell his love for what he does during, like, non-televised matches. So the fans are chanting, "We want tables" through the whole match. And, of course, there's no announcers out there because it's a dark match, but the announcer's table is still there.
Uh-huh.
So Kevin Owens, like, as they're chanting "We want tables," climbs out of the ring, flips over the announcer's table so no one can use it, climbs back in the ring. You see the crew all haul ass out there. They flip, put it back straight up. 4 minutes later, 2 minutes later, Kevin Owens gets out of the ring, flips it over again. The crew goes to set it up, including the ring announcer. He goes to help him.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens goes out there again and flips it over so no one can use it. Like, he keeps flipping it over.
That's great.
And then he calls for the mic, and he's in the ring with Bobby Roode. And he calls to the mic and he starts screaming. He's like, "Oh, you want to see the tables? You guys want tables?" And everyone's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Screw you. This is what you deserve." And he throws the mic out of the ring and throws Bobby Roode in a chokehold rest hold and just, like, lays down. It's like, this is so good. So at one point, the Sami Zayn gets thrown out into the barrier right in front of me. And I start recording. I pull out my phone. I start recording while Sami Zayn's in front of me. Kevin Owens ends up, it's funny because Kevin Owens comes around the corner and Bobby Roode is beating up Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, "Are you okay? Where is he?" "Oh my God, there he is." Like, Bobby Roode just attacks him.
Yeah.
Shinsuke throws Owens into the barrier in front of me. Owens bounces off the barrier, turns around, gets face to face with my phone and slaps it out of my hand. I was like, this is so good. Yeah. Like, all these kids around me are like, "He's such a jerk." I'm like, that was the best thing that could
ever
happen. Like,
somebody in the group, it was at the Rio Rancho show. He said that he caressed his face and said, "You look cute."
Yeah.
Or something like that. And they're like, "Yeah, we saw him do that to you. We just didn't know what he was saying." And
well, I had my, like, after this, really, it's hilarious. Funny because after he does that, it slaps out of my hand. I lean down, pick it up, and Kevin Owens is laying on the ground, like, in front of me. And he jumps up, and there's two girls, like, two younger girls, probably. Yeah. One of them might be 18 or 19, and another one's probably 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And he jumps up, and he goes, "Huh!" and scares the hell out of both of them. And as he does, I have my elbows resting on the barrier.
Oh, no.
So he sets his elbow on top of my elbow, and he turns around and screams at me. He's like, "Hey, don't touch me." And I yelled back. I was like, "You touched me." And he turns around, and he goes, "I apologize." And gets back in the ring. It's like, God damn it, I love Kevin Owens so much. Great. Like, he's such a good heel, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome. That's
just that moment of me, like, the back and forth I had with it was like, this is so fucking
good.
That's
awesome.
And then I was recording Sammy, or I'll have to show you too.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura was taking people's phones and taking selfies with them after the match.
Uh-huh.
And I was recording as he walked by.
Yeah.
And he hugs this little kid and he looks at my phone and makes this big ass, like, shit-eating grin smile on my phone, like, poses for it and takes off. I got a high five from Bobby Roode. Like, it was fun, man.
That's,
like,
cool. Yeah.
I'm glad I moved up to that front row. Like, I debated. I was like, should I? I was like, oh, fuck it. No one's sitting there. So I moved up that front row for 205 Live. I enjoyed 205. It wasn't as good as the Mixed Match Challenge show or anything. Like I said, main event. Like, they made me a fan of Mustafa Ali. It was really good. You know what else it made me a fan of? Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, I saw him throw it.
Holy shit, man.
He
put
on
a good match.
Yeah.
And I guess he's at 204. So Buddy Murphy is back on 205 Live. That's great. Joe and I, and I didn't get to it. Joe and I were pissed because we got that match. We got that Mixed Match Challenge match. Then they advertised next week's match. Next week's match is Finn Balor and Sasha Banks versus Miz and Asuka.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, the match I got was great, but fuck you. Like, seriously, like, you're going to tease me that that's the match I could have seen?
Yeah.
Fuck you. God, I'm so pissed off. But we had fun. We had a lot of fun. Like the, yeah, I was kind of bored through the SmackDown stuff. Like, I had fun. Don't get me wrong. It was a lot of fun. We got to see the goddamn Bludgeon Brothers. Like, that was cool.
And apparently they went through the UFO museum in town.
Shut up. The Bludgeon Brothers? Yeah. When did they do this?
Sunday.
Shut up.
Yeah, they were in town.
What did they come through here for?
They were going through to the Lubbock.
No way.
Show. Yeah. Because Lubbock, they had a show.
Yeah.
And that's the show my brother went to.
Yeah.
And so the SmackDown guys stopped at...
So they had one in El Paso. Yeah. So they must have passed down through... Holy shit.
So they stopped at the UFO museum.
Was it just them? Or?
It was Rowan and one of the other big guys. I can't remember, but it's... Oh, the Ascension. Connor.
Oh, Connor.
Rowan and Connor were at the UFO museum for sure.
No fucking
way. Yeah, and I think you could see Victor, one of the pitchers, but yeah.
I would have gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I would have been in town, of course I would have popped up on my
feed.
I bought
tickets to try to catch Shawn Michaels there once. Yeah. It didn't happen.
Unfortunately.
And I knew it too. I was like, he went to Big D's to eat, and I didn't go to Big D's, and sure enough, he went to Big D's. I was like, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. We had a lot of fun. There was a little girl beside us, probably about my daughter's age, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
She caught one of Kofi's pancakes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And her dad's like, well, I guess we don't have to go to dinner after the show. He's like, I wanted to go to IHOP, but now we're good. He kept egging her on. He's like, eat it.
Yeah.
She's all, no. He's like, just eat it. It's a pancake.
Yeah.
And she's like smelling it. She's like, it's a real pancake. He's all, just eat it. She would not eat it.
I would have ate that pancake.
I would have brought it home to my daughter. Like, yeah. I doubt she would have ate it, but I would have been like, look at this.
I would have gone to Walgreens on the way home or at the way to the hotel and been like, buy a Ziploc bag and put it in there.
Yeah,
froze it.
So Joe, when he left, Joe left early and he went because he had to catch a flight to Dallas. Yeah. So he caught his flight to Dallas and he ran into Aiden English.
Yeah.
So he ran into Aiden English and he brought it up. He's like, oh shit, man. Like, I miss seeing you there. Like, I'm so cool to run into. He's like, no, this is weird, but can I take a picture of you?
Yeah.
And Aiden English is like,
no.
That's weird, man. Why would you do that? He's like, we can take a selfie together.
Yeah.
So he took a selfie with him. And then he said, as Aiden walked off, he's like, happy Rusev Day. And he replied, he's like, all day, every day, brother. And then he ran into Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
So he ran into Liv Morgan and he kept saying, so I'm not going to get to this right away until the story's done. But he kept telling us, he's like, there was somebody there with this blonde and I kind of recognized her. And I was asking him, I was like, is it fucking Renee Young? Like,
because
he's like, it was a blonde, like, she had kind of wavy hair, short wavy hair. And he kept like, we're running through it and he couldn't figure it out. But he said Liv Morgan kind of got, he shouted out to her. He's like, oh man, you were amazing tonight. She's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And he said she kind of got pissed because he went through the employee line and flashed his badge. And he said he could either hear her or her friend go, must be nice just to flash a badge. So they like got pissed that he like skipped through.
That's hilarious. Because
he skipped through TSA. Like he walked through fast with his employee thing. Yeah. But he got home or he got to the hotel and Googled it. It was fucking Lana.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Like, you couldn't recognize Lana?
Do not know it's Lana.
Failed Joe. But yeah, he showed up and he got to see Lana. And I would have taken a picture with Lana.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter is, and Liv Morgan anyway, but my daughter loves Pitch Perfect and Lana was in the Pitch Perfect movie. Yeah. So I would have taken that picture or asked her, like, hey, can you like send a video to my daughter or something since she loves you? Like something like that. Fun experience. Yeah. I'll do it again. And we're all talking about going for Rumble.
Oh,
because
it's
in Phoenix, Phoenix Arena, the Phoenix.
Yeah, I talked to Joe about it that next year we're definitely going, especially if he's still living there.
Yeah, definitely. So. I mean, we can either all fly or we can all drive.
Hell yeah.
Either way, because I'm sure Alex will want to go too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Man, I had fun. I had a lot of fun. And then I ran into, I didn't get to say anything to him because I was traffic. There was an accident on the interstate, so I was super late getting through TSA.
Yeah.
But as I left going through TSA, Nigel McGuinness was right there going through TSA.
Awesome,
he had TSA pre-check. Cool. And I saw him gathering his belongings as I walked through. And I was just like, oh, Nigel. And he like waved back at me and I kept walking. But I didn't get to talk to him or anything like that or take a picture with him because I was super behind. I barely made my flight as it was. So, fun experience, man. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, and I did run into somebody at Disneyland wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt.
Did you?
And so I gave him the two sweet.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're the fourth person to do this to me today because it was at the end of the day. And I was like, too sweet, brother.
It's funny, too, because when I went last time, I wore a Chive t-shirt from the website, The Chive. And I got, keep calm, Chive on.
And you know what's hilarious is, like, I was going to take my Villain Club t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's for church.
Yeah,
I'll probably just leave this one behind.
I didn't know you had a Villain Club shirt.
And so, so I left it behind, and I saw him. He was running the Kenny Omega one.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, dang it! I should have brought that the 8-bit one.
Yeah. That one's probably one of the safer ones.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that and Villain Club.
The Villain Club one's not that bad.
I didn't buy it, and I talked myself out of it twice, but I want the Vigilante Club one.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
I wore my Alpha Club one back, and I ran into a guy in Albertsons today who was just like, oh, dude, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Jericho one. I love this one.
Yeah.
The Macho Man Young Bucks one.
Yeah.
But I wore my, it's like a 3/4 sleeve Marty Scurll shirt to SmackDown. And I had a few people recognize it. They're like, oh, fuck, I love Marty Scurll.
Yeah.
But I love that shirt. It's the, I'll have to show you before you leave. I love that damn shirt.
Yeah, I love rocking that Villain Club one. It's a lot of fun.
I like Marty Scurll a lot, though. I'll do anything to support Marty
Scurll.
There's
some Elimination Chamber.
Well, it's okay that we took so
long. It's only four matches.
There's only four fucking matches for the Elimination Chamber. That gauntlet was great on Raw.
Oh, amazing.
And I'm jealous of Joe because that's got to be, that match. That's gotta be a lot of fun for a live crowd.
That Phoenix Raw crowd
was amazing.
So spoiled.
I loved the burn it down chant. Yeah. Like, I'd never heard that before. I thought that was good.
I love the new Monday Night Rollins shirt. That's
awesome. Yes, I wanted that shirt.
I'm like, it took us this long to figure that out.
They didn't have any good shirts at SmackDown. Oh, I was going to get a Baron Corbin shirt, and they didn't have any good ones.
Line would have been
No, it wasn't. There was nobody in the merch
$12
line.
T-shirts today, by the way.
And you know what? I think it's funny because I watched SmackDown afterwards with the kids so I could point out stuff to them. So they were advertising like discounts on WWEshop.com. They didn't advertise that in the arena. Of course they want you to buy the merch. Yeah, it's there for $35 a pop
t-shirt.
When they're $29 on the website.
It's bananas.
But I went to two different merch locations and I almost bought a Ronda Rousey shirt. And I just talked to myself out of it. I was like, no, I didn't have the need. Like there was nothing there that I had to have. That's two in a row. Like the last one I went to with you in Hobbs, I didn't buy anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only told myself
I bought stuff for my daughter.
I'm only going to buy WWE shirts. As far as that goes, I'm only going to buy women wrestling shirts as far as like Alexa or whoever, like Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss. I just haven't gotten around to buying any. And then the only other shirts I'm going to buy are going to be like the pro wrestling t-shirts. But, I haven't even done that. The only reason I got the Villain Club was I was in Albuquerque.
Speaking of women's wrestling, it's not fully related, but I watched Joel McHale's new show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good. It's basically Talk Soup.
Yeah.
But he, at one point, he's touring the Netflix campus and he runs into Allison Brie.
Oh, wow.
And is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He runs an Alice from Glow. And she's like, oh, hey, what's going on? And she's at the coffee bar. He's like, oh, I'll take a macchiato. And she's like, I don't work here. I work for Netflix. Like, I have a show here. And she's like, it's Glow. It's on Netflix. And she winks and it makes the Netflix dun dun noise as she winks. And he's like, oh, I've seen that. I loved you in there. You're a great Queen Elizabeth.
Oh,
God. And she just looks at him all pissed off. it was really funny.
That's great.
And then it's funny because as soon as he steps out of one of the arenas, there's two women dressed in spandex carrying a ladder walking by. So it's supposed to be like Glow. Yeah. But yeah, I just like more Bullet Club shirts I'd probably buy, but I don't know, man. And pro like indie shirts I want to have, but there's nothing like on the SmackDown Raw side that Monday Night Rollins shirt I would have in a heartbeat.
I think I like
and
that.
I would have I taken like a Baron a Corbin shirt. Yeah. I really would have liked it, but there was no Baron Corbin merch. There was John Cena merch there, but there wasn't and there was Shield merch, but there wasn't a fucking Baron Corbin shirt.
I got to see if that.
Like, seriously?
I got to see if that Natalia Tupac shirt is for sale.
Right?
So I need to get that.
Who was commentating on the Mixed Match Challenge? Female.
It's Beth Phoenix.
Well, it was Beth Phoenix, right? Because we saw her walk out. They snuck her and Michael Cole out. And I kept telling Joe, I was like, I think that's Beth Phoenix. Yeah. And it didn't really look like her from far away. But yeah, I kept telling him, I was like, I'm positive that's Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, maybe. It might be. we couldn't figure it out for a while.
I did have coffee with Joe the day before Raw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I had coffee
with him
at IKEA.
Yeah, Because he's all this hipster. Yeah,
he met me there. Because we were shopping, so we got to hang out for like 3 hours.
That's cool.
It's hilarious.
That is really cool.
We had to make fun of some bikers eating Swedish meatballs.
We were making fun of everybody. We saw a guy who looked like fucking Haku.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, is this Haku?
Yeah. Is this racist? Is this Haku?
No, this isn't racist. And I like, oh God, like I hate to be rude, but the woman sitting next to me was fucking huge.
Yeah.
And she was spilling over into my seat. So I sat like basically in Joe's lap the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And I like kept telling him, I was like, if I'm like infringing on your space, I am so sorry, but I can't fit in my seat. So it was... I mean, it is what it is. My flight was great. Like, my flight there, no one sat in my row.
Awesome.
I was by myself. Like, jeez, it was Southwest. Yeah. I ended up having to buy a Southwest ticket because the American Airlines one sold out. Yeah. Nobody in my row. Like, they all filled up the first half of the plane, and no one sat in the back half. So I sat window seat, no one next to me. And then on my flight back, there was a guy who sat in the same row as me, but we had a seat in between us empty. So
awesome.
I had fucking room the whole time. I didn't have to worry about like being smushed in
short flight, huh?
Yeah, like I mean, dude, like it's they say 45 minutes, but we got up in the air. I fired up that Joel McHale show on Netflix, and both times I wasn't able to finish it before we were landing.
It's like, turn off your device.
Okay, now turn it back on. Yeah, like it was bad. So let's go through Elimination Chamber. God, that Raw main event or that Raw really Gauntlet good. Match was good. Finn Balor, and I can't believe how long Seth Rollins is in there. The stuff with him and Cena.
Both matches are great.
Yeah, the stuff with him and Cena was amazing.
Well, him and Reigns and him and Cena, good lord.
The finish to him and Cena. Yeah. I loved that finish.
I loved it. It was just like, holy shit, you just beat a clean Cena.
And Braun
won. You beat
Cena
clean, and
he beat him clean with the damn curb stomp, too. Yeah, the blackout, which they're not calling it. Are they calling it the Rollins knee or something like that?
No, it's...
It's the something knee, but they're not calling it King's Landing like they were, which I really regret. Like, I like that knee.
I don't know. I did not call it. Yeah, he just calls it the big knee.
Yeah.
And then the curb stomp something.
It was a rain trigger, right? That's what it was originally called?
It used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Omega, yeah.
Anyways, Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt in a singles match.
Not that Elimination Chamber isn't that important to us. It's just that there's just only four matches.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can't really.
And like, this is the latest we've ever started.
predictions. But there's only four matches.
Only four matches. Welcome Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. That was officially announced this past Monday. I'm looking forward to Matt Hardy actually picking up the win here.
Yeah, me too. I think Matt Hardy's going to win this one. Asuka versus Nia Jax in a singles match. If Jax wins, she'll be added to Asuka's championship match at WrestleMania.
This is cool and all, but I feel like this is the exact same predicament that Nia Jax was in last year at this time. Like, she won a match and that put her in the women's main event or whatever. So I got Asuka on this. I just feel like this is poor storytelling.
I think Asuka's going to win this, but I still think we get Nia Jax in that match. Because what I see happening is we're going to get one of two things happening. That match is either going to end up one of two ways. It's either going to be a fatal four-way with the champion, Alexa Bliss, or the champion, Asuka, Nia Jax, and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Or Asuka's going to forfeit her chance at the title and go after Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And Nia Jax takes that place through. There may be some sort of number one contender match down the road, and Nia Jax ends up facing the champion.
Yeah.
I think that's the two lanes that this story could go with Ronda. And let's not forget Ronda's debuting for a contract signing.
Yeah.
So, but I agree. Asuka most likely wins this one. Another side note, Nia Jax almost ran into my rent a car.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw her exiting the arena.
Yeah,
and she was walking with her hat down, her head down. She's wearing a white cap, kind of like covering her face, and she's walking with her head down. And I went around. I saw her as I was leaving. I saw where all the wrestlers were exiting. She was the only wrestler I saw. I walked around, or I drove around, and I ended up out on the street. And she walks out of the arena, and I guess she's going out to catch her Uber or catch her rent a car or something.
Yeah.
But she's walking down to the out of the arena, and traffic got backed up, and I had to stop. And she wasn't paying attention. She thought, like, I guess I was going to continue walking.
Uh-huh.
And she got as far away as me to you to the front to the driver's door on my rent a car.
Oh yeah.
And she looked up, looked at me, and then walked around the car. And it just happened so fast that I didn't even get a chance to like roll down the window and say hi or anything like
sorry,
that.
Naya.
I was just like, fuck, Naya almost ran into my car.
I love you.
But yeah, Asuka, dude, she is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, even outside of her ring attire, like, she was beautiful.
That shit's great.
Alexa Bliss is going to defend her title in an Elimination Chamber match versus Bayley, Mandy Rose, Mickey James, Sasha Banks, and Sonya Deville.
Yep, yep.
We're going to do this one like we normally do.
I got
safe bet and a long shot.
I got my safe bet, Sonya Deville. Just kidding.
I was going to say.
safe bet, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, safe bet definitely is definitely defending. Alexa Bliss. That's the lock.
She's definitely defending this. And
if I'm going on a limb, I would say Sasha.
On a limb, Mickey James.
Yeah, I thought Mickey James too, but if I'm going on a limb, I would say Sasha.
I don't want to be too crazy.
And then the men's main event, Braun Strowman.
Like Sasha's a safe bet, but yeah.
This is for the number one contenders match, or this is the number one contenders match to find out who's going on to WrestleMania. Braun Strowman, Elias, Finn Balor, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and The Miz.
And we're starting out as a triple threat.
Yeah, that's the only way you could do this is start out as a triple threat, right?
Yeah.
So it's after we start off as a triple threat. We know that number one is The Miz. We know that I number seven is Elias. And there will be a missed opportunity if Elias does not take his guitar into the chamber with him and stay mic'd. The way I would book it, put him in the chamber, leave him mic'd, allow him to play music the whole time he's in the chamber, and then have someone break down the glass to beat his ass.
Think about how bad the match is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's golden. Like, if you don't do that, fuck you.
Missed opportunity.
Lock, Braun Strowman, right?
Yeah, definitely a lock. I think I'm going with Braun on this.
He's your easy bet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My long shot, Seth Rollins. I could go with Finn Balor, but if I was booking this, if you left, like, I enjoy Braun. Trust me, I want Braun in that main event. But if you wanted to allow me to book it, you gave me creative control, I would have Seth Rollins win this, or I would have Roman Reigns win this. And either way, I would have this end up with being a triple threat in the long run and have it being Brock, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, and I would put Seth Rollins over to reclaim the title. Yeah. Because we ended up with him cashing in against the two of them to win that title.
Yeah.
This would be a solidification of that, because he would show that he could actually beat the two of them to win that title. And that story writes itself. That's the way I would book it. So that's why I would say Seth, or maybe even Roman is a long... Maybe Roman's my long shot in this one. But I definitely, like, Braun versus Brock is what I need, and I need Braun winning that title. I need Braun walking away from WrestleMania as the champion.
I think I got Finn Balor as my long shot.
Finn Balor would be great too. Yeah. Like, there's not a person in this match that I wouldn't enjoy winning. Elias. I would be ecstatic if Elias won this, because like, my wife hates him and she hates the gimmick, but you watch him in the ring, he's fucking gold. Yeah. Like, that guy is great in the ring.
He's good at what he does.
That's why I was kind of disappointed. I was like, man, I would love to go. Cause when we were talking about, the SmackDown guys were around New Mexico, I would have gone to that show had it been Raw.
Oh,
I would have
dropped
everything to go to that show to see Elias and, and Roman, or Elias and Braun Strowman. I would have gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah, the last couple of shows, I think we've been to, the last two shows have been SmackDown shows. And I still want to see, like, I want to see Finn and I want to see Alexa. I haven't seen them live.
Yeah.
And I got to cross AJ and Shinsuke off my list, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And
that's where I'm at now. I mean, I got to see AJ and Baron Corbin was a hell of a match.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Dude, which one is it? Is it the Deep Six or the End of Days where he spins him around?
The Deep Six.
That's the Deep Six. He hit that on AJ. And I'll tell you right now, like, when you watch AJ hit the flying forearm, like, it's great to watch in person, but it is not nearly as far across the ring as it looks on TV.
It is
very short.
They play up that wide angle
quite a bit. Very, very well. Like, I saw it in person, I was just like, whoa. But, I mean, it was so cool because he gets high. Like, he gets really high up in the air when he does it. He hit a flying forearm on him when Baron Corbin was on the ground.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool. I was like, holy shit. But good stuff, man.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
Good stuff. I will. Matt posted the link. Matt shared the link to the entire podcast with the SmackDown Smack Off.
Yeah.
Go listen to the whole thing, because there's some. I mean, the fucking cocaine title, like, that was so funny. The guy was that was Two Tall One Ball was great. He said he was like, I'm gonna climb on top of you and twist your nipples till they bleed.
Yeah.
It was so funny, man. That everybody who participated in this was great. The women that went head-to-head with each other were amazing.
Yeah.
Volvosa versus El Pregante.
Did you get to see any of them at the show?
The guy who sat behind us, I believe, was the Sultan of Sprint.
Yeah.
He either sat behind us or in front. He was behind us.
Yeah.
Because Joe pointed it out, and he's like, the guy had a red envelope.
Yeah.
So I think that was him. But we didn't really pay attention to see who else anyone was. There was a woman sitting front row with her kids and stuff. So I assume
that was probably the other one. Yeah.
There were only two tickets. Well, there was only two tickets.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Wonder. But it was a blast. We all had fun.
That's awesome.
Goddamn. I'd do it again. I do it again for nosebleed seats in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Joe's got the hookup on tickets. Like, I would go in a heartbeat.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was, I had a blast. It was fun going with Joe, because I mean, like, I've been with you. Yeah. And I went with Joe. Joe's, again, we've talked about Joe's the guy who got us both into wrestling.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to have that experience with him.
sorry.
Goddamn. Like, yeah. I can't believe. Like, the funny thing is I've been to two SmackDown live tapings. And the one common denominator between both of them is Shelton Benjamin. Shelton Benjamin was part of Team Angle when I went. And this time, Shelton Benjamin was there with Chad Gable.
Wow.
So, and Chad Gable trying to suplex fucking Big E was, holy shit, that dude is strong.
Yeah.
Man. And he got him.
That's some core strength there.
Yeah, it is, man.
On that note?
On that note. Yeah.
Remember, Marks, you can send us your questions and comments, but follow us on Twitter at smart...
shit.
Smart shit.
Yeah. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Smart_Marks. I've been trying to clear my throat because I knew this was coming up. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal account. Follow me at Mateo83. Follow Jeremy at... what was your name?
At the great, the Raging Sodomite. The
Raging
I should change my Twitter to the Raging Sodomite.
JBader82. Like us on Facebook. They can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr, Instagram. We hate social media altogether. Want to ask a question anyway? Email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, email smartmarksquestions. Shit, I'm losing it. At smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, use the link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, and it helps keeps the lights on for the show, keeps it free for us to do and free for you to download. And hey, if you do want to directly support the show, visit patreon.com/provengamer. Again, that's patreon.com/provengamer. If you do a tier, you can be like Colton Nestler, who is a Patreon producer. He contributes to Patreon and gets to have his name mentioned at the end of every show, man. Every podcast available through provengamer.com. So thanks for the love. A monthly donation tier started at just $1. And there's some awesome game, awesome rewards available at each tier. So again, visit patreon.com/provengamer. That was good the whole show, and now I'm dying. Remember, you can stream and download every episode from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, ProvenGamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating. Leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you're there at ProvenGamer.com. Check out some awesome game reviews, articles, Trophy Horse podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, Vivid, and game stuff. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. And he is also the Raging Sodomite.
The Raging Sodomite.
The Raging Sodomite.
I love the guy that did the intros.
A recurring character on the show.
Yeah, the Raging Sodomite.
I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, I'm gonna apply some pressure on that.
There we go.
Sphincter. You're coming for. I'm gonna create the sphincter title in WWE 2K18.
Do it.
I'm gonna create the Raging Sodomite in the game.
I'm gonna fucking do it. We'll catch you guys next time.
Complete with a gimp mask.
On the smart
and
marks.
A ball gag.
Peace out.
And a butthole on his trunks.